WMIS-FM, Black Duff, 92.1, The River. The following is a Beaver Radio Network
sports presentation. 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010.
Celebrating 10 years. Sports in the Round.
Sports in the Round. Live from the Ground
Round. Live from the Ground Round.
The right circle, feeds it across. And he scores!
The rebound sitting on third, touchdown!
And home to the five.
Nice pass, Ellison, all right.
Dives down, touchdown, Bemidji State.
Sports in the Round.
Sports in the Round. Live from the Ground Round.
Celebrating 10 years of weekly sports coverage. Live from the Ground Round every Wednesday. And your hosts, Beaver alumni Brian Bissonette and Kelly Schultz. And the voice of the Beavs, Brian Schultz. Live from the Ground Round. It's Sports in the Round on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. One final time of 2010. This might be all that I say, but I needed to start the show by proving that, yes, I can be here after having two wisdom teeth pulled today.
I can't believe it. Kudos to you, man. I'd be home on the painkillers and forgetting about the show. So
yeah, me
vitamin
too.
Vitamin I does body good.
Two of the four, right? You had two pulled today.
Two today.
Ugh.
One 8 years ago, one still in there.
Yeah, I'm impressed, though. Even two, that's not very fun. And you were eating and able to chew and everything.
Well, I kept taking too big a bites of my chicken to chew up front.
Yeah. I noticed you didn't have a straw, so you had took my advice as well, as I'm sure the dentist advice not to use a straw. So welcome. I'm glad you're here, man. Last show of the year, you should be here.
Well, normally we don't have a show the week of Christmas or the week of New Year's. But with it falling at the end of the week, we are going to have a show today, albeit an abbreviated one, just 1 hour. We're here to talk about the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. Hi, Neil.
Oh, hi, Schultz.
There we go. You guys want to carry on here? John Carlson was supposed to join us. Sorry, Senator-elect Carlson.
I know, and the only time we were going to even have a politician on the show, and he's on the road.
And he got stuck down in the cities today. He's on his way back, and he just called as the theme song was playing. So,
well,
oh, so you want to answer the phone is what you're trying to
say. Well, I need to call him back to see if he wants to join us on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline or if he's between Motley and Akeley in a dead zone.
All right. Well, we've done this before. This is numerous years we've highlighted on our last show of the year, the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. And, Neil, you guys have put together another tournament, but this thing's been going on for quite a while. There was a little hiatus where there wasn't a couple of tournaments, but tell us a little bit about the history of this fantastic Pee Wee Hockey Tournament.
Well, you know, it started back in, I don't know, 88, and bunch of people got together and put together a 16-team tournament. Very good tournament. Teams from all over the country. Back in the day, we had teams from Alaska and California and much of Minnesota and Canada. And then we came back to coach, me and Eric, and when we came back, the tournament had dwindled. The people that started it, we're getting older, they didn't want to do it anymore, and nobody wanted to pick up the slack, so then we decided that we wanted to get her back going, and we're back.
It's been going ever since, and this is a different tournament, I think, when people go, well, Pee Wee Hockey Tournament. I mean, there's all sorts of those around town and around the state. What makes this so special? I know, but why don't you tell our listeners what makes this a little bit different than a regular Pee Wee Tournament on any other weekend?
I don't know. It's kids
Neil.
Playing hockey.
Neil. Schultz. You do too, no?
Well, actually, I'm going to chime in because I know some of the history of this this tournament. It is a premier tournament. You guys have seen a lot of good hockey players come out of this. Yeah, Pee Wee, granted, but I know before we even went on the air, Hoover, you were talking about some of the players that have been drafted over the years. Give a little bit of the history on some of those guys.
One thing that we try to do is bring in teams from all over, not just
letting everybody from northern Minnesota sign up. So we try to get teams from the Twin Cities, Wisconsin, North Dakota. Obviously, Fort Francis always has a team, and we also get teams from Winnipeg or Thunder Bay. So we have a big variety of teams that come in, and with that we get kind of the best kids from all over. Every team usually has one superstar, and sometimes they have two or three. We've seen guys win the Stanley Cup as of late. Bemidji kid Joe Motzko played in the tournament. Also, Duncan Keith from Fort Francis just won with Chicago Blackhawks. So that's pretty neat. And then, there's guys getting drafted all the time who've played in this tournament. We just found out that a kid from Colorado who played in 2004-2005 tournament, Austin Levi, he was drafted by the Hurricanes. And another kid from Fort Francis who played that same year, he was drafted by the Florida Panthers. That's Joe Basaraba, if I said his name right.
Cool. I think I remember that.
He's probably not listening, so.
No.
You can pronounce it however you'd like.
But he's playing at UMD and might be, is it streamed on the internet at all?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Well, if it's that guy, it is Basaraba.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should know how to say it.
Well, that's very cool. I mean, so some of these guys, the fans can come out and watch this tournament. Neil, give us a little update on what day it actually starts. It's how long, and obviously the championship games wrap it up.
The tournament starts with the opening ceremonies Friday the 31st, and that is opening ceremonies are at 9:30 at the Sanford Health Center. And then we will play our first game there. The rest of the weekend, the rest of Friday and Saturday, games will be going on all day at all three rinks in town besides the Sanford Center. And then Sunday, the championship games of every bracket will be at the Sanford Center, and the third place games will be at the BCA.
Very cool.
And every year the opening ceremony is very, very unique. You've got different speakers every year. Do we know who the speaker is going to be?
Yeah.
Do you care to divulge that, or is that a secret?
That's no secret to me. It's somebody we've been trying to get for many years, but he's usually down south or somewhere else. But RH Bob Peters will be our guest speaker this year.
Cool.
Very cool.
Well, and with this tournament, it's just so unique. The opening ceremonies is certainly pretty special. The fact that the championship games are on the radio for all the relatives, fans, and friends back home that either couldn't make it can tune in as well. And you do get an international flair, obviously. Fort Francis, I remember doing the two teams from Russia back in the day. But
what were those teams named?
Nizhny Novgorod. And Magnitogorsk or something, was that right?
I don't know.
I think that's right.
You nailed them last year.
Yeah, I know it's, well, I mean, you're older and certainly not getting any younger, but Nizhny Novgorod I know was correct. You guys are able to attract some of those, probably more elite teams or teams from different areas. How do you spread the word about this tournament, or has it spread for you a little bit?
It's a lot of work. The internet has really helped us in just emailing all these associations and trying to, advertise in that way. It's a low-cost way to advertise, so we've been doing that. And word of mouth has been big. Once a team comes, they really like it. They try to come back. They tell other people. We've got this team from Keweenaw in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they've been coming for the last few years, and they just love it. And so we think if we can get them in the door, they'll keep coming back. And those teams from out of state are the ones we want to keep coming back.
And is it, 16 team?
16, yep.
16 teams, and it's been going on for quite a while. Bemidji finally won the whole thing last year, right? No pressure on you guys, but finally got it off your back a little bit there.
Yeah, we started it up again so that we could win it.
And last year it finally came true.
That's right.
And so with this year, who are some of the teams? Obviously, Fort Francis, you mentioned. Bemidji, obviously, going to be in it. But who are some of the other teams that are coming to town?
That Keweenaw team's going to be coming back, so we're really excited about that.
St. Cloud's coming back. They got a really good team.
Yeah,
we played them a couple
team.
Weeks ago. Cloquet and Hermantown, they're always really good. Andover played in the state tournament last year.
Mm-hmm. We got Sioux Falls, South Dakota coming in.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nice to get a South Dakota team, a lot of times those South Dakota teams aren't as confident and don't want to travel to play in the Minnesota PWA tournament. So I'm guessing they must have a pretty good team if they want to come up.
We played them last year, and they were really good. You got Devil's Lake and Grand Forks from North Dakota. So right there, that's the fourth state with a team here in Canada. So, I mean, we're spreading it around a little bit. Andover's coming up from the cities, Hastings, Rogers, Waconia. And then you got your northern teams that are here every year, Virginia and Crookston. So
pretty good diverse lineup there. And these are kids that are, what, 11, 12, 13-year-olds?
Yep.
And this is the first level of hockey where there's checking. So it's pretty much their first exposure to, all of what hockey has to offer. Is it one of those things? These are the best teams from these cities, correct? This is the PWAs?
Yep, this is the top teams, yep.
This is fajitas are here. The listeners can hear already.
Yeah. Can you smell that? Oh, it smells so good.
No, the listeners can't. They're upset right now.
Well, it's a four-bracket tournament. Explain how that four-bracket situation works with those 16 teams.
What it is you have four pools of four teams. You play a round robin. So everybody plays each other, and then they rank them first, second, third, and fourth. And then all the teams that take first in their pool, they go to one bracket and they play off for the championship. Seconds play each other. Because you never know what kind of teams some teams are going to have. Some years you can be up, some years you can be down. I think just 3 years ago we took last place.
We weren't going to bring that up.
It wasn't the coaching.
Well, and it rotates through like any other college or high school or, I mean, at this level as well. Obviously, they're in, 2 years and out?
Yeah. So teams can change, but this is a nice, easy way for, you might play against a team that's way better than you in your pool, but when you get to your bracket play, you're going to play a lot of the similar competition.
So every team should end up with at least one or two games that they have a real legitimate chance to win and be competitive in.
Very cool.
And what's the total number of games per team?
Five.
And a quote-unquote regular tournament that you guys will go to this year, what's
three?
Three or four?
Three is pretty standard, and four. Some of them will do. If you keep winning, you might get a fifth game. But we like to say you get five games if you come here.
So is that one of the things that separates this tournament from every other?
Oh, definitely.
I think so.
I mean, you're guaranteed five games.
You know, we take a look at a tournament we go to in St. Cloud every year. It's been going on for over 20 years. It's a 16-team tournament, similar setup to ours. They recently, this year, just had to drop down to 12 teams because they couldn't get enough teams to come. Whether it's economy or what it could be, or it could be that teams only know they're going to get four games and not five. But we had no problem filling 16 teams for this tournament, and I think it's all the extra things we do, too.
Well, and price-wise, comparing to other tournaments, where do you guys rank as far as charging for these teams that come in?
You know, I don't really look at a lot of tournaments just because we go to St. Cloud every year, so whatever it is, we pay it. But it's about $400 more than our tournament is.
Really?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't anybody come to this tournament, especially because of the quality of play? You're guaranteed five games.
There's a reason why we turned a couple teams away and they ended up four teams short.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we can keep the price down on that is we have so many good sponsors for our event, so we really appreciate that. That helps us keep the cost down and, you know, keep bringing teams in.
Well, and you guys are part of the team, but I would imagine there's a whole host of volunteers behind this thing that enable it to get pulled off. You got all those teams, all those rinks involved, 3 days of hockey going on, referees, concessions.
Hey, and it's not just one day or 3 days. We meet once a month all year round, and then once we get close to the tournament, we meet once a week as a committee and really hammer it out and make sure that we're putting on a good show for everybody.
Over 100 volunteers, you think, touch this thing throughout the process?
Oh, at least.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, when you figure even the squirt escorts that we have that hang out with the teams and bring them through the opening ceremonies, and the kids from the high school team that come and volunteer to run the penalty box, and everybody's parents that are driving them to the rink, and It's a lot of people.
We've got lots more to discuss here at the Ground Round, Sports in the Round, talking about the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament tonight here from, well, for about another 45 minutes or so. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports in the Round on the Beaver Radio Network.
Hey, honey, what are you doing?
Checking out my new Samsung Fascinate smartphone that I got from Rogers Wireless.
Wow, just what you need, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, look, I can watch football games with NFL Mobile and VCast Video, rent or buy movies from Blockbuster, do 3D-like gaming, got super-fast web browsing, and I'm getting pretty good at using it, too.
That's impressive. And how do you call out on it?
Well, that's, well...
I'm sure you'll figure that out, too.
It's not just a phone. The Samsung Fascinate. Now at Rogers Wireless, located behind the Ground Round in Bemidji.
First National Bank Bemidji salutes Beavers hockey, a winning tradition. First National is a strong supporter of BSU sports and the entire community. They've been building their own tradition of excellence for 113 years and counting. With financial services for every situation in life, First National Bank Bemidji provides a whole team working to help you succeed. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
Big North of Bemidji salutes the ongoing success of Bemidji State Hockey. The Beaver men's hockey team is a symbol for the pride and hard work we value so much. Big North considers it a privilege to sponsor this coverage of Beaver hockey during this historic milestone season, their first year in the Breck. As your local Anheuser-Busch distributor of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Michelob beers, Big North says don't drink and drive at game time or any time. Be safe. Use a designated driver or call 444-TAXI for a safe ride home. Go Beavers!
Corner Sports, your winter fishing headquarters, has the sleeper ice castle fish house you want for the comfort you want. Plus, Corner Sports now sells Zack Shack fish houses. Lightweight and very affordable, Corner Sports is Bemidji's fish house store, selling ovens, furnaces, fixtures, propane tanks, doors, windows, and just about everything else you want. We fish in the winter. We know what you need, so get over to Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport, Highway 71 North, Bemidji, or visit us online at cornersports.us.
Hey, Beaver fans, the Ground Round's got what you like. Great food and refreshments before and after the game. If you're going to the men's hockey game, catch a ride to the Breck on the Round Trip Bus. It's warm and convenient. Enjoy nightly food and drink specials in the bar, and watch your favorite Minnesota sports teams on the big screen. Stop in every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. for Sports in the Round, broadcast live. Bemidji's Ground Round, proud to be a member of Beaver Pride.
We've got what you like, the Ground Round.
Hi, Rich from Skeeter Stitch inviting you to come see us in our new building a half mile west of the high school on 5th Street in Bemidji. Come see our new expanded retail showroom with a huge selection of lumberjack and beaver sportswear, plus letter jackets for all area high schools, and we still offer quality custom embroidery, screen printing, and so much more. Come visit us a half mile west of the high school on 5th Street. Open weekdays 8 to 7, Saturdays 10 till 2. Now with even better service and selection, Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
This is Sports in the Round.
For 10 years.
Live from the Ground Round on Light Rock 92.1.
The River.
Welcome back to Sports in the Round from the Ground Round. Kelly Schultz, Brian Schultz, sort of here.
In spirit. After,
in
I
spirit.
Shouldn't have eaten so fast.
Why, not feeling good?
No, I got something caught back there.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't feel so good.
Two wisdom teeth out, and here he is. What a trooper. Brian Bissonette, as usual. Neil Huey and Eric Carlson from the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament joining us here tonight as they get ready for their big tournament coming up on December 31st through January 2nd, right?
Yes.
January 2nd being the day of the championship games. We already talked about the... opening ceremonies, but there's a lot of other things that go into the tournament. You guys do a root beer social, a spaghetti dinner. Are you guys doing all of that again this year?
Yes, we are.
Tell us a little bit about what, if anything, the public is invited to, or is it just teams?
Definitely, they can come to the skills competition, can't they, Neil?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And even the spaghetti dinners, they can come to. It costs, I want to say it's like $5 for adults and $3 for kids. Come have some spaghetti, support the tournament, and hang out for the skills competition.
Now, that's going to be at the BCA, right?
Yep.
Bemidji Community Arena. And for people that haven't been there, that's the one that's right on campus of the high school
yep.
grounds.
And has some stands and has a beautiful new entryway. I mm-hmm. mean, that arena, due to a lot of local fundraising effort by youth hockey, is really coming into a nice place to play.
Yeah, it's gorgeous in there, actually.
It's one of those places we're proud to have teams come in and play now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it isn't freezing.
Well, it's kind of cold in there still.
Not exactly warm in there, though.
I played in there. It's not too bad.
It's not bad when you're moving.
Yeah, true. Good point.
All right, so that's Saturday, January 1st, between all the games and stuff that are going on. 12 to 2:30 is the spaghetti dinner at the BCA. Then at 2:30, the Paul Bunyan Skills Challenge. Have you guys added anything new to that, or can you tell us what all that entails?
It's exactly the same as last year. There's going to be a fastest skater competition. There's a breakaway competition where they actually crown two trophies, the best shooter, I guess, and the best goalie.
Hmm.
So there's three different awards given out. I think Powerade is a sponsor of it, so whichever kid wins, their team gets a case of Powerades.
Oh, cool.
So it's an event where the kids who aren't involved are still there cheering, rooting on their teammates because there's something for them to win, too, just by their teammate winning.
I'd imagine it's pretty competitive for who gets to be the representative for each team on that.
Yeah, we just had our this morning we had our kids' competition to see who gets in it. We had everybody doing the fastest skater competition, and we got it narrowed down to our fastest kid, and then we had a shootout at the end of practice to figure out who our best goalie and our best scorer was. So the kids were really into it, and we got our kids picked for it. And I think that was going on for all of the teams in the tournament. We're doing that. So it's a skills competition in our tournament, but all the teams are probably doing it back home. So the tournament's already started in a way.
Yeah, and is that something that you see normally with the tournament, or is that kind of unique to this one?
It's pretty unique.
I've never seen it in any other tournament. I know it's out there, but it's rare.
Nothing that we've been to.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so I'm sure somebody's mom and dad are listening tonight, knowing that you guys are talking about the tournament. Who are the three kids that are going to represent you guys at that? Can you divulge that information yet?
Our fastest skater was Rocky Kapiski, although it was a really close battle between him and Josh Lusby.
Okay.
But Kapiski made it. And then we have Nick Leitner, who doesn't seem to score too much in games, but was real good in practice today, so he made it into the competition. And our goalie.
Grant Thoroldson.
Oh, nice.
So he was in there.
Now, how did you guys get involved with I know, obviously, you came back to coach the Pee Wee, and that's kind of how you got this whole thing going again. But how did you guys decide that you were going to be coaches? You guys look too young to have kids in the program, so what made you do this?
I don't know. They called... Wow. I had actually
why are we
I had been
this,
coaching.
Neil?
Yeah, why are you doing this? What was your inspiration?
Well, why am I coaching, or why am I coaching the Pee-wees?
Both.
Well, I was coaching in Park Rapids before this. I was coaching the girls' varsity team down there, and then the guy, we were co-head coaches, and then he wanted to retire because his daughter graduated, and they opened it up, and I interviewed, and I didn't get the job. So I lost my job down there and came up here. Even though I was living here, so I guess I can't say came up here. And I just called up whoever was in charge at the time and said, hey, I'm available to coach if you want me. And
so here you
so
are.
So what's your story, Eric, then? How did you get into coaching?
Well, similar deal. I was coaching with the girls' high school program with Rick Coe and Pete Sullivan, and my dad was in that group, and we had 4 years I was with those guys. And that was all through college, and then Neil came to coach at Pee Wee A's, and I got the phone call, hey, you know, you can put up with Neil, can't you? You're looking for another coach. So we started doing that.
That's a legitimate question when you're dealing with him.
Oh, be nice, Schulte.
I have to deal with him all year. I can say that.
Hey, turn your mic back off.
Yeah, really. That wasn't very nice. Jeez.
But for us, it works out great because I really like coaching defense, and Neil really likes coaching the forwards, and I don't really worry about what he does, and he doesn't worry about what I do, and it works out real nice that way.
I think the listeners might say, well, you know, because you're coming from paid jobs, this is a paid job in a way, but, I coach squirts, and I can state honestly that it was about maybe a third of minimum wage when you figure in all the travel time and all the hours that you have to put in. I mean, there is some reimbursement for you guys, but really there, it's a majority volunteer, correct?
It seems to be going down every year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Isn't it best to not try to figure that hourly wage out?
No, I never have. I don't
depressing?
Even want to know.
Yeah.
Biss, you want to hear about our weekend last weekend?
Yeah.
We played three games. We drove 525 miles.
Wow.
I put gas in my car 3 days in a row. For other people's kids.
Yeah, yeah. And how, I mean, I just
and you know what? And I had a blast.
That's why you do it.
It's so much fun. I think you hear so much of the negative sometimes about hockey parents and things like that. But if you have a great set of kids and a great set of parents, it certainly is rewarding. But it is a lot of effort. I mean, you guys are on the ice, what, 6 days a week? Maybe seven?
Well, we got three morning practices this week, and then we'll have we had three games on the weekend, so...
From November 1 through the end of March, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're talking morning practices. And this is what would kill me. I mean, you're talking, what, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning?
6:15 to 7:30, 3 days a week.
Yeah, but it pays itself off when last year in the Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament, you guys win the whole kit and caboodle. How exciting was it for you guys to finally see your team win?
It's going to be hard for them to take that trophy away from me, the traveling trophy.
Are you saying we're giving it up?
Well, then win again this year, and you don't have to give it back.
I think we might have a group of kids that can do that. But it was quite a thrill because we've been talking about it since we got it going. Both Neil and I played as peewees in the tournament, and we came real close the year that we started it up again in 04. We lost in the championship game to the Pirates of Crookston.
But we got our revenge last year.
Last year we beat them. En route to our title.
Would you say this is the highlight of the season as far as the tournament? I mean, obviously there's postseason and state tournament stuff later on, but from a perspective of, from your guys' perspective, is this one of the highlights of the year every year?
Yeah.
Definitely. You put this right up there with our end of the year district, region, state tournament. This is right up there in that.
And you guys, district-wise, are playing against what competition on a regular season basis?
Roseau, War Road, East Grand Forks, Crookston, Thief River Falls.
Red Lake Falls this
and
year.
And Red Lake Falls has a team this year, too.
And so that's in the regular season. Are they also in your district then? Mm-hmm. So the top team, regular season seeds the playoffs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then it's a one-and-done type tournament?
Well, it's it changes every year, but I think... I think this year we get three teams that go to regions out of our district, and then when you go to regions and it's two pools of four where you play round robin,
and then the winner of the region goes to the state.
Two teams out of each region go to state. So,
okay. Have you guys made it to the state tournament in the past at all?
I have once. You didn't coach with me that year.
No, that was I was out of town that year. Hmm. Heartbreaking.
I actually went with the group of kids that are juniors this year.
Who are playing high school and are having a great season.
But haven't lost yet.
Yeah, that same group.
Wow. That's what's fun is seeing these kids play from peewees, and then they get into the high school ranks, and then you know they're going to be good.
It all started with Neil.
He's taking all
no,
the credit.
No. I'm giving a shout-out to Monzi. It was Monzi as their sport coach.
And the only bad part is that just means you're getting older when they're playing in high school and then in college, and then they're out of college. I know all the kids that I coached in squirts are all 23, 24 right now. I can date you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look at, like that kid we were talking about earlier, that Austin Levi kid from Colorado. He's already drafted by the NHL. Yeah.
Time flies, but it's got to be rewarding. You see these guys, obviously you coach them throughout the year, so you get to know them pretty well. Mm-hmm. But later on in life, you still see them. I mean, it's a small enough town where you kind of keep tabs on them a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And, as much as we want them to be good hockey players, we want them to be good people and try and teach them some values other than hockey. And for the most part, I think we've done a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a team do you have this year?
Small.
Small as in short?
Short.
Okay.
It's all right if they're fast.
I think there's something in the water in this town that creates small children. As we never have any real
Schultz,
size.
We better move quickly. No, I'm just kidding. No, we're staying.
Well, and for hockey, size isn't a end-all, obviously.
No.
And especially at this level where checking is just kind of introductory, so to speak.
But you do run into those kids that have had growth spurts and
it can
are much bigger.
Yeah.
There's a vast variety of
sizes. It's just an elbowing penalty.
On a clean check.
Yeah.
Yeah, we draw a lot.
No, well, there's a kid from Omaha, that defenseman that was 6'8".
Wow.
He can't hit anybody because it's going to be contact to the head, 5 and done.
Yep. Unfair.
It is unfair.
Well, the days of the tall skater being slow are gone, too, though. I mean,
that kid was pretty fast.
Yeah, those skills, I think, have gone by the wayside as far as that being a stereotype. They can move pretty quickly. Maybe not at the 12 because they're just in that growing spurt, getting used to their size, but it's not the end-all. But, again, I remember when I was, you know, that size and I was one of the smaller guys on the ice, I was just looked at it as they're easier to avoid and skate around. If you got... It teaches you to get your head up pretty quickly. All you need is one time.
Yeah, we're lucky that we have a lot of little guys, but they're just like that, Biss. They're shifty. They're fast, and they're skilled, so they can get around just fine.
Aren't they looking forward to, I remember at the squirt level, they're looking forward to that peewee level where there's some contact involved and they finally, get, at least at the squirt level, they're excited about it. That is until maybe they get hit for the first time. But how much do you guys practice that checking?
The beginning of the year is a lot of emphasis on checking, getting guys used to it, especially the first-year kids, make them comfortable with that. It is a little bit scary for them.
I think more so it's not so much teaching them how to check guys, but how to take a check.
Yeah.
So that they're comfortable with being checked out there.
Well, and they're used to being able to look down at the puck while they're stick handling, and mm-hmm. and you can't do that once peewees start.
No, you learn pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't put your head down. So, well, we're visiting with Neil and Eric from the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. It's happening in 2 weekends here in Bemidji at the Sanford Center. We'll come back with more here from the Ground Round at Sports in the Round on the Beaver Radio Network.
Sports in the Round is brought to you by First National Bank.
More from the Ground Round when we return
on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Hey, Beaver fans, the Ground Round's got what you like. Great food and refreshments before and after the game. If you're going to the men's hockey game, catch a ride to the Breck on the Round Trip Bus. It's warm and convenient. Enjoy nightly food and drink specials in the bar and watch your favorite Minnesota sports teams on the big screen. Stop in every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. for Sports in the Round, broadcast live. Bemidji's Ground Round, proud to be a member of Beaver Pride.
We got what you like. The Ground Round.
Quality is a big deal. And Kubota and Acme Tools deliver. Acme Tools is your full-line Kubota dealer for the Northland. Choose from a great selection of garden tractors, Z-turns, RTVs, and tractors with up to 57 horsepower. And at Acme Tools, all Kubotas are fully assembled, serviced, and yard-ready. There's special financing available. See store for details, and some restrictions apply. Quality is a big deal, and you'll find it with Kubota and Acme Tools. Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Shyla. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're Donlinger GM of Bemidji, and we're taking pride in serving you.
That's right. With a great new lineup of vehicles and our full-service sales, service, parts, and body shop, we're here to take care of all your automotive needs. With over 36 years of serving and supporting the Bemidji area, we say thanks to you, our customers. Remember, Donlinger Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac in Bemidji. May the best car win.
First National Bank Bemidji salutes Beavers hockey, a winning tradition. First National is a strong supporter of BSU sports and the entire community. They've been building their own tradition of excellence for 113 years and counting. With financial services for every situation in life, First National Bank Bemidji provides a whole team working to help you succeed. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
Corner Sports, your winter fishing headquarters, has the sleeper ice castle fish house you want for the comfort you want. Plus, Corner Sports now sells Zack Shack fish houses. Lightweight and very affordable, Corner Sports is Bemidji's fish house store, selling ovens, furnaces, fixtures, propane tanks, doors, windows, and just about everything else you want. We fish in the winter. We know what you need, so get over to Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport, Highway 71 North, Bemidji, or visit us online at cornersports.us.
Paul Bunyan Communications is proud to support Sports in the Round broadcasts at the Ground Round.
We're the voice, broadband internet, and television service provider here at the Ground Round, and congratulate them on 10 years of business. Get the latest in technology, like the Ground Round, from a truly local source, Paul Bunyan Communications, a sponsor of Sports in the Round for 10 years in a row. Our cooperative is right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply. Call for details.
Celebrating 10 years.
You're listening to Sports in the Round.
Live from the Ground Round on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart...
This has got fajitas all over his hands. He's trying to put
Neil,
his headset
I need some napkins
up.
Over here.
Here.
Welcome back to Sports in the Round, live Thanks. From the Ground Round this evening.
Something's never changed.
At least he didn't get food on the headset.
Hey, you
got
to put it yes. together by yep. hand. That's yes. the fajita yeah. way. Yeah. Or at least my way, anyway.
Well, it's off weekend for... Beaver hockey, both men's and women's hockey teams. Men are back in action next weekend, New Year's Eve, for the Dodge Classic down at Mariucci. Schulze and Biss will be down there. I'll be down there as well.
I can hardly wait.
Oh, come on.
That didn't sound very enthusiastic,
Brian. That did not
Brian.
Sound enthusiastic.
Sorry, when you're in the WCHA playing Ferris State and Union just doesn't really get you going.
Hey, true. Both teams are ranked.
It doesn't matter. It's still Ferris
State nice
and
if,
Union.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if they were unranked and they, you know, it might be a little easier, but it's going to be another test for BSU.
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be
easy. You can't
get
that excited for Union or Ferris State,
no.
huh?
Well, with okay, Miss, do you know what the mascots are for either of those two teams?
I do.
Ferris State, I'll go with, we've played them before.
Bulldogs. Same as UMD.
the Bulldogs, right? And the Union.
You'll never get Union.
No?
No.
River Rats?
The Paratroopers? No. I don't know.
The
Senators.
Non-Red
I don't
coats.
Even remember what they are.
I got nothing.
Dutchmen.
The
yes.
Dutchmen.
Yes, it is.
Good grief.
Are they in Pennsylvania?
Well, I don't.
Union, New York, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
If they're no. the Dutchmen, I would think that, you know right. Pittsburgh is Dutch country, you
hey,
know, Brian.
New York, formerly known as New Amsterdam.
Oh,
there
good
you go.
One.
Wow, look
nice
at that.
Work. History lesson huh. here.
I'm
that
impressed.
That's a free one, Bess.
Okay. All right.
Enough talk about Beaver hockey. Time to talk about some Pee Wee hockey. Pee Wee A tournament here. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament in action. December 30th through January 2nd, the opening ceremonies at the Sanford Center at 9:30 in the morning on Friday. And the championship games also being held at the Sanford Center beginning at
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock in the morning on January 2nd. That's that Sunday after New Year's Day. And of
but
course,
the actual championship game of the whole tournament is like 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So there's four different brackets, pools.
Right.
Eric Carlson and Neil Huey joining us here. And obviously, we asked you earlier if there were a lot of other people. There's a lot of other people involved in this. But one person we should mention is Diane Fitzgerald. Talk about how she has really organized this whole thing this year. And this is, what, her second year? Third year.
Second or third,
yeah.
That she's been,
around for helping out for a long time, and you know she's done a lot.
She has.
It's a lot of time and effort, and trying to coordinate with everybody, and she's done a lot. And Chris Christopher, the former chairperson, her right arm, basically. If she can't do it, she calls Chris and has her do it, and they do a lot.
Yeah, they do a lot. I know I witnessed that. I was part of it a year ago, actually, and helping out make those banners for the all the teams and stuff.
I told her she couldn't do that again.
Schulze told me I couldn't. So what did I do? I volunteered to make 12 six-foot stockings for the radio station, Christmas stockings instead. That was my, yeah.
That was a bad decision, Schulze.
Yeah, he...
Well, to be honest, the stockings were a lot easier. Didn't have to cut out letters.
True. It was still felt.
You didn't have to do anything, though, so what do you care?
I had to walk around it in the living room for a while.
Jeez. Not a big deal.
Well, you guys got a lot of major sponsors as well. This thing brings in a ton of money economically with obviously 15 teams traveling here. Maybe Crookston can commute back and forth, but pretty much everybody's staying here, correct? So,
as far
that's
as I
right.
know.
And we try to get them in on When we started the tournament, we met with the Visitors and Convention Bureau, and we said, hey, how can we figure a way to get people into our hotels and pack those things for 3 nights? And so we have a coaches managers party that's Thursday night, and we do that opening ceremonies on Friday morning. We try to make sure we can get all the teams in Thursday night, and then they're, you know, staying Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so we get a lot of money coming into the town.
Well, and that's just the hotel stays, obviously, the hotel direct benefit of the tournament, but I mean, they've got to spend all sorts of money food wise, equipment wise. They got to get their skates sharpened. I mean, they go shopping, I'm sure, because it's not just the 13-year-old boy or 12-year-old boy that is playing that's here. So have you ever been able to try to pinpoint the economic development impact this has each year?
No.
Boy, it's been a while.
Nor have I tried.
Too much to figure out.
That's a lot.
They did a study back in the early 90s when they were running the tournament, and I don't remember the number, but it was you know, in the well over the millions, and I don't know the exact number, but it was that big of an impact.
Yeah. Well, and I remember, Eric, your dad, John Carlson, I remember being in a meeting where they did talk about the dollars, and I do remember hearing it was somewhere in the millions. You know, maybe one or two, but that's a huge impact on this small community.
Especially
for one weekend.
Especially in a dead time of winter.
Exactly.
Which is part of the deal, too. People think, well, it's around New Year's. I mean, that's a time when really there is hotel rooms available. I mean, part of this town has a problem with hotel rooms on a lot of weekends, but Christmas and New Year's are traditionally slow weekends for those areas, and hospitality, maybe not New Year's Eve, but restaurant-wise, has kind of a downturn, so you give them a little bump, too.
And we've got some teams that say that they that would like to come, but they don't want to come over that New Year's because it's a holiday and families have their vacations or things like that. But we have enough other teams that are willing to come that we probably will never change the date from that just because it's a great time to bring people to town.
And especially if we're trying to get teams to come from a long ways away, where that's a great time where they're on break from school. Mm-hmm. They can get away and make a long trip from Colorado. We had a team from Colorado. We've had a team from Dallas.
Texas, yeah.
How many kids are on a team? 15, 18?
We have 17 kids on our team. Okay. I think that's a pretty normal number. You might as 20.
I think the biggest team when I was looking at the rosters is 18.
18, okay. So you're talking, I mean, 400 kids plus family.
10.
Occasionally.
I always liked those when I was doing the play-by-play because I didn't have to figure out so many names.
As a player, I loved it because then I got out, you know, that much more ice time every other shift.
Your parents never complained, did they?
No.
Tire him out before he gets home.
That's right. Yeah.
If people want more information, they can check out the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament website.
It should be paulbunyanhockey.com.
That's pretty easy to
remember. Got a lot of information on there. You can even look back and find out who won the past tournaments. Also, the days of the games, they will update the scores with the brackets, so you can find out if you're... Obviously, we won't be broadcasting the regular games, but only the championship games. So people back home, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, can go to the website, check to see if their kid's team has won and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be updated immediately after following games.
I know last year it was.
Follow the Bemidji PWA team and see how we're doing if you can't get to the games.
Well, and the other thing you guys have to work around, too, when you're planning this tournament is the BSU hockey schedule. And obviously with the John Glass closing, the Sanford Center opening, and you've got the city rink, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the BCA. Now, did they close? They didn't close the other one. There's the third one.
Nine more, too.
Yep. Okay. But I know that they were talking about one of those rinks going bye-bye, wasn't it, a couple years ago?
Well, they're always wondering if Nine More is going to just collapse.
It seems to be on its last leg for 15 years now, but
I guess
it still
I've heard
works.
Rumors. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it, but I know it's something you guys have to keep in mind, too, isn't it? And how good is BSU as far as working with them to schedule these games when they've had conflicts?
You know, usually it's been very good working with
We worked with Vance at when we used to go to the John Glass Fieldhouse, and this is the first year that's changed going to Sanford Center. And it's always been great, and BSU has actually been one of our big sponsors. So we really appreciate that. But this is a new thing for us going to Sanford Center. We're really excited about it, you know, bringing kids from all over the place to see that building. You know, we have no idea how it's going to go, but but it should be great.
I've asked this question every year of why in the heck don't you guys charge admission at the door for just anybody who wants to come? Will you have to charge at the Sanford Center?
Nope.
So come on out and see the building and see some great Pee Wee hockey.
How'd you pull that off?
Do you have to charge
teams
more?
We have great sponsors.
Wow.
Yeah. I was going to say you do
Seriously,
have great sponsors.
Any fan in Bemidji can just go to a game.
Yeah.
Without paying.
All weekend long. There's nobody at the door anywhere. Come out and watch.
I was going to say, looking through this list of sponsors, what are there, like 30, 40 sponsors? I mean, got a ton of people in this community that are obviously helping you guys out.
Yeah,
and you know, it kind of started with Holiday Inn Express was one of the first ones that got on board, and they've been a major sponsor all the way. And
that's where we have our manager's reception, and they don't charge us to use the room, I don't think.
No,
and they just let us have it there. That's where we have all our meetings.
Then Leech Lake Gaming came on. They run the Palace Casino, Northern Lights, and the White Oak Casino, and they came on board. And they've been a big sponsor. And Coca-Cola is actually our team sponsor. And so they sponsor just our team, but they're a big sponsor for the tournament as well.
Plus the Skills Challenge.
And the Skills Challenge, yep.
Well, and the other thing that people don't realize, too, is that the teams that come in here, you guys organize sponsors for each of those teams, too. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry about anything. They've got a team that's or a sponsor that's, you know, kind of helping them out through the weekend, don't you?
Well, that and their Squirt Escort.
Yeah.
Which is something that's different that I've never seen anywhere else.
Talk about that Squirt Escort.
Each team is matched up with one player from the Squirts, and their family just shows them around. If they got any questions, they can ask this kid's family. He hangs out with the kids. Sometimes the teams invite him back to the hotel to hang out in the pool.
It really, this 10-year-old kid from Bemidji ends up becoming part of a team from Wisconsin or wherever they're from for the whole weekend, and they become great friends. And the families, we've seen families take the whole team out to restaurants to eat, and it really shows Bemidji as a great welcoming community doing this.
That is a great thing. And not only that, but like I know during the championship games, they do, or during all the games, they do an MVP per team. And mm-hmm. I know a lot of times those Squirts, they get recognized by some of those teams.
Yeah, it's happened
really
in
cool.
the past. I know we had a couple of years ago, we had a mom from another town complain because she was at home and the team nominated their Squirt Escort to be the game MVP. And she called and complained that this kid's not even on our team. And then it was, that's your Squirt Escort and that's who your coach picked. And she's like, sorry.
The team MVP can be a little stressful on the coaches. Sometimes we're in a tight game, a one-goal game, and there's 2 minutes left, and we got somebody wondering who our best player is. We don't know yet. We don't have a game-winning goal. But it is really neat. The kids get excited for that.
Never fails. Half the visiting teams that we go to with the Biebs, the three stars are selected by the media. And they'll put that piece of paper down with 10 minutes left in the game. It's 1-1. And they want it in a minute.
Yeah.
Then I'm not voting.
Yeah, I never
vote. If I can't write them down by the 10-minute mark, I just won't vote that night.
Exactly. Well, and you think someone would be able to pick it out like we pick out our own three stars of the game and not like you need to vote.
Yeah, but we do it in the post game.
Right, well,
you know, I mean, that makes sense.
Well into the post game.
See, and they want it so that it can be announced right after the horn. Well, I'm not going to vote with 10 minutes left.
You never know what's going to happen.
It's too bad they don't have a Squirt Escort in that situation.
The mascot.
Good idea.
That's a great idea. We need to get to a break. Again, talking Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here. Sports in the Round, live from the Ground Round on the Beaver Radio Network.
Sports in the Round is brought to you by Corner Sports.
More from the Ground Round when we return.
On Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Once upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish to fill the world full of happiness and be on Santa's magic list. Shake it up, shake up. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time.
holiday happiness comes in many shapes and forms, like special holiday Coca-Cola 24-packs, 2 liters, and fridge packs. So next time you're out doing some shopping, pick up the official drink of Happy Holidays get-togethers. Coca-Cola. Tis the season for family, friends, and a fridge full of refreshing Coke. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Watch the way our Beaver hockey players make wise use of their energy. They turn it on when they need it and turn it off when they don't. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to use your electric energy that way too. Visit Otter Tail Power Company online at conservingelectricity.com to learn how you can save energy and money in your home or business. Here's to a great year of Beaver hockey. Otter Tail Power Company, on for you.
Hi, Rich from Skeeter Stitch inviting you to come see us in our new building a half mile west of the high school on 5th Street in Bemidji. Come see our new expanded retail showroom with a huge selection of lumberjack and beaver sportswear, plus letter jackets for all area high schools, and we still offer quality custom embroidery, screen printing, and so much more. Come visit us a half mile west of the high school on 5th Street. Open weekdays 8 to 7, Saturdays 10 till 2. Now with even better service and selection, Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
Paul Bunyan Communications is proud to support Sports in the Round broadcasts at the Ground Round. We're the voice, broadband internet, and television service provider here at the Ground Round, and congratulate them on 10 years of business. Get the latest in technology, like the Ground Round, from a truly local source, Paul Bunyan Communications, a sponsor of Sports in the Round for 10 years in a row. Our cooperative is right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Sports in the Round, live from the Ground Round, celebrating 10 years on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
We had to play this for Ryan Bissonette.
It took a long time.
Well, it actually hadn't come up in rotation yet, so I had to plug it in manually just for you.
Thanks, Sheltie.
Merry Christmas. That's my gift
Thank
for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My personal favorite Christmas song of all time.
Burl Ives, right?
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I think it's part of Rudolph.
It is. I believe so.
Which is my favorite all-time Christmas movie. And funny story, I was looking for a Christmas movie for my baby to watch with me. And my wife has about 50 of them.
She's what? 3 weeks old tonight?
3 weeks old, yep.
No, three months.
Nine weeks today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, no, don't. Yeah, she's a little bit older.
October.
She wouldn't understand
she still
it.
Doesn't care.
She loves music. But anyway, long story short, we've got a rack of Christmas DVDs, and the only one missing, Rudolph.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, I couldn't believe all the stupid Christmas DVDs we have, but no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh,
so.
Boy. Well,
I've got to find that somewhere. I know I have it, but
it's got to be around somewhere town.
Personal favorite all-time movie, Christmas-wise. I know yours is Christmas Vacation, Brian.
He loves Christmas Vacation. We haven't even
watched it yet.
We
watched the ref last
weekend. That's because
you
were at my house for Thanksgiving. Yeah. That was your Thanksgiving tradition,
right? We watched
the
ref last weekend. That was funny.
Yes.
The ref?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Really?
Oh,
it's a great movie.
Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey.
No, can't say I've ever seen
it. The chick that looks like Annette Bening.
Judy Davis.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Great movie. It is good.
No Home Alone in here, though?
Don't watch it with your parents.
Don't watch it with your parents or
anybody
grandparents
who's gonna
or anybody
offended.
Who's going to be offended by Dennis Leary's language.
Oh.
Oh, he drops a few words you shouldn't say.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's got a good theme to it.
Doesn't really have a Christmas title.
It's Christmas time.
The moral,
it's not really a Christmas movie.
But everybody that has family over can relate to it.
Oh, well, totally. Yeah, the family is insane. But this being the last Sports in the Round for 2010, Chelsea's got to get some music in her on the station.
I forgot about that.
And then we visit with Eric and Neil from the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament in 2 weekends from, weekend from this coming weekend, so the weekend of New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Starts on December 30th again at the Sanford Center.
31st.
It says 30th in here.
That's just because that's the manager's receptions the night before.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so December 31st, Friday. Go to the Sanford Center if you don't have anything going on, because the opening ceremonies are awesome.
If you have something going on, drop it and come
Yeah, exactly.
Come to Sanford Center.
I like the way you think, Eric. It is a really neat event to see 16 teams, a ton of kids that play their heart out, and obviously are playing hockey because they love the sport. You know, obviously not playing it like the NHLers for money or anything. It's a great community event. It's free, you know. And then, of course, everything wraps up on Sunday with the championship games, and those can be heard on KKBJAM.com, correct, Schulte?
And the...
And Beaver Radio Network?
No.
Or and...
PaulBunyanHockey.com.
PaulBunyanHockey.com, right?
Yep.
So anything I missed from your perspective, Neil, Eric, as far as the tournament is concerned...
Just the other big event that people might want to come out to that we talked about earlier was the skills competition. That's at 2:30 on Saturday at the Bemidji Community Arena. And I know last year for that tournament, that's the fullest I'd ever seen that building. It was people were hanging from the ceilings to watch this. Just everybody from out of town was there cheering on their kids and their teammates. And just getting involved in the tournament, and that's another really fun thing that people in town might want to stop by and see.
And you guys are hoping to hold on to that trophy we won last year for Bemidji.
Well, yeah. You play to win the game.
Yeah.
Again,
thank
the...
you, Herm Edwards.
The
playoffs.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Again, just a great event here, and it's been going on for many years. Lots of people have put a lot of work and effort into this, and a lot of great sponsors making sure that this event stays in Bemidji. And, again, lots of teams, many from Minnesota, one from a couple from North Dakota, Fort Francis from Canada, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's going to be some great hockey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the great thing about Pee-wee's is it's really pure. You know, like you say, the kids are just out there for the fun of the game, and you don't see any of the pushing, shoving, fighting stuff, which is fun in its own way, but these are the best 12-year-old kids out there, so you get to see what the future is.
Well, and you never know. You might get to see some kid who will be drafted by an NHL team someday, like a few of them this year that have played in this tournament. So, again, just a great event here in Bemidji, and I look forward to giving some play-by-play on the air. The KKBJAM.com and PaulBunyanHockey.com Saturday or Sunday for the championship games, beginning at 9 a.m. actual championship game at 2 o'clock. And again, thanks to Neil. And Eric, thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck to Bemidji in the tournament.
Don't forget the Ground Round has a New Year's Eve party for you. Also, the kids event earlier in the day on New Year's Eve. The adults version a little later on. Stop by the Ground Round for New Year's. You will enjoy it.
It'll be a good time here.
Unless the Bemidji Pee-wees are playing. Then come there instead.
No.
Then come here.
You can go
and then yeah. Good luck to those guys and the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Again, PaulBunyanHockey.com for more information. Thanks to those guys. And this being our last Sports in the Round of the 2010, Merry Christmas to all. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. We'll be back with Sports in the Round following New Year's weekend right here from the Ground Round. And thanks to their staff. Merry Christmas to them as well. I'm Kelly Schulte for Brian Schulte, Brian Bissonette. Biss, have a
Merry
good Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Happy New Year, everybody.